guys, this is Kendra.
And this is April.
And you're listening to our podcast,
The Nocturnal Distractions.
We're just two best friends who decided to start a podcast.
And, well, correction, Kendra decided to start this, and she convinced me to come along for the journey.
Yeah, that did happen. I kind of tricked her into coming along. I'm a true crime junkie, and April is not so much.
Not so much, but I'm getting better at it.
Yeah, she is. And so together we are covering true crime, and we are covering missing persons and mystery and paranormal and all that fun stuff.
From way back, from the 1500s?
Because that's what she likes to do. Up until current day stuff, which is what I like to do.
So please, come join us in our completely unscripted, hilarious journey of me learning about crime shit.
And everything that causes you guys to have nocturnal distractions at night.
Hey Paige, what you doing? Subscribing to Bark Box? Oh, is that the one where the puppers get a monthly box full of toys and treats? Also, doesn't charge you more for having a bigger dog so that each pup gets the size of treats and toys that they need?
Yeah, that's the one, Sam. And did you know that if you use our link, barkbox.com/M3, True Crime Pod, you'll get a whole ass month free.
Let us help you spoil the shit out of your puppers.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Paige.
What you doing?
I'm trying to not screw up people's names this week.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Yeah, I really suck at it, so I'm going to apologize in advance.
So what else are you doing?
I think we're recording a podcast.
What's that podcast called?
M-Cubed!
Murder, Mystery, Mayhem.
Motherfucker!
So, that ad that you heard at the beginning were our friends, April
and Kendra,
from Nocturnal Distractions. Is that not it?
It is!
I'm so proud of myself!
Good job.
You always start it!
I know! I was very confused. You did. I love doing this with you.
I'm very animated today.
You're me today. Waving like inflatable arm man.
But anyways.
So, there's April and Kendra, and they're awesome. They have the podcast, as she said, Nocturnal Distractions. So the best part about their dynamic is April likes to dig into the really old shit, as she likes to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The really old shit.
The really old shit. Kendra does the more recent stuff. And then their perspectives are very different, but similar. I don't know. It's awesome. You should definitely give them a listen and go check out their Instagram.
Because it's lit!
Hey, you remember how, and I think it was the last episode, I was like, there was something I was going to tell everybody, but I couldn't remember what it was. I remembered what it was.
Oh, okay. Sweet. What is it, Sam?
Because there's never a dull moment with me in any way, shape, or form, whether it's me or the children, this time it was both. So, school started last week or the week before? The week before. Shit, I don't even remember anymore. Anyway, so the first day of school happened to start, like, the first full day was on a Wednesday, right? And I printed off Maddie's schedule because she's starting the higher grades where she's responsible to figure out where the fuck she's supposed to be going in this big-ass building that she's never been to before. And so I printed it off, made it all nice and pretty. It was like, this is where you go on Mondays, Tuesdays, whatever. The only thing that really switches are the specials like library and shit like that. Well, like I said, school started on a Wednesday, and we were all trying to get ready and go, and she was looking at her schedule. She goes, so I follow Monday, right?
Oh, Lord.
And me not thinking past, you know, I need to get these kids onto the bus. I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Just go to PE. I get a call from the school at, like, lunchtime. And they're like, your child is absent. I'm like, what the fuck? So I call the school and I'm like, hey, and I happen to be friends with the secretary. So I was like, oh, my kid's there, right? Like, I know, like, I personally dropped her off that day.
Right.
It's like, I know she was dropped off in that area. Where the fuck is she? And she's like, I saw her. She is here. She must have gone to the wrong specials. I was like, today's not PE4, is it? She goes, no.
Sam! Poor Maddie.
I was dying. I was like, I'm gonna get so much shit for this. So when I told her, she misunderstood what I said. I said, you went to the wrong specials today, and that's my fault. But she said, no, I went to the right ones, like you said. I was like, that's what I'm saying. I told you to go to the wrong one. You were supposed to go to whatever's on Wednesday. Sam, why did you do that? I was like, I don't know. So that's my thing that I wanted to tell everybody about me being stupid.
Oh my gosh, Sam.
I thought it was funny.
Oh no, that's funny.
Oh yeah, that was an interesting day.
Boob.
Beebies. I started a new job too. I did. Well,
boobies made you think of that?
Well, there is that one restaurant that's boobies.
Oh yeah, that we ate at.
Yeah,
we ate at boobies.
It's not really boobies, but that's what it is.
It's boobies.
It is, with very aggressive people apparently. Unnecessarily aggressive people. I've known this life lesson, but I'm going to share it with other people because I'm a secretary.
Yes, I not really.
Legal assistant / secretary /
okay, there you go.
Office manager.
There you go.
I feel like that's probably, I don't know. Anyway, here's the thing. Don't piss off the secretaries. Just don't piss off the person. You're never going to get what you want out of it. Never. Yeah.
Was it sugar? You catch more
flies with
no.
No. flies.
No.
Bees. Florgies and mosquitoes.
Fuck, I don't even know what I was about to say anymore. Oh, but I still have freaking bites all over me from that game. I'm never going to a soccer game with Sam ever again.
It's more bees with honey, by the way.
You get more.
No!
You get more bees with honey?
You attract more bees. Hold on a second. Google.
No, it's sugar.
Attract.
Because you gotta be
is it
sweet.
Bees?
I'm so confused.
No, bees with honey than vinegar. You attract more bees with honey than vinegar. It's the thing.
What's the sugar one?
I think it's essentially the same. It's just you interchange sugar and
the proverb.
Honey.
The proverb is, you can catch more flies with honey than vinegar, but why would you want to catch flies?
I don't know. But also, bees make honey, so I don't know how you're going to attract them for that either. Welcome to our dumbassery. How did we get onto this?
You're supposed to be sweet and not salty. You get more shit when you're nice than not.
This is true.
Is what I was getting at. And I fucking forgot the saying. And then you start talking about flies having sex. So you really just threw me off. They say you catch, this is the one that I was thinking of. They say you catch more flies with sugar than shit. That's what I was thinking
of. I feel like that's probably not true. You may catch them with the sugar because the stickiness.
I don't know. Let's put shit in one cup. What's that saying? One hand and shit in the other and see which one fills up faster.
This isn't a dumbassery episode. We're way off the rails. Yeah. So, don't piss off the person that you need things from.
That's not what we're talking about. Okay.
Anywho, anything else?
We probably contracted something from those mosquitoes last night.
We're not going to talk about that. Okay? I don't want to think about that because
there
at one point.
So many.
They were massive.
We were covered in blood.
Some satanic ritual instead of a swarm of mosquitoes. It was an orgy.
And we still didn't win the soccer game.
No. No.
They were swatting at them, too.
They were.
There were
so
many mosquitoes.
There were. And they were massive.
I'm going to have PTSD.
Well, we're not going to go to the soccer game again without having, like, citronelle candles.
A flamethrower.
lined around us. I'm legit going to go get, like, 4. I think I have 3 here, but I'm going to go get 4 more. And I'm going to have a circle.
Oh, yeah, that's really going to look good.
But, like, just line the people that are around me with them.
Holy shit. All right, pause for a second.
Okay. Okay, so where were we at?
Fuck if I know.
So, we got anything else? No, so we... This week, we had on Patreon, within the last couple of weeks, we have uploaded a bonus episode, which is complete dumbassery. Not much different from what the fuck you just heard, but, you know, there was other shit involved. and then we've also uploaded some of our newest little graphic type things that we may turn into stickers at some point.
Shit.
Yeah. So, if you want to listen and see those things, you could totally, you know, go join us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you got a milk carton chronicle, right?
I do. I do have one. This milk carton chronicle I found on Instagram. Her name is Ashley Adams Wyatt. She is missing from the Florence County, South Carolina area. Her sister has been posting on Instagram. I shared it on our Instagram, and I just wanted to kind of, you know, get this out there. She's actually, her family hasn't heard from her in a month, which is really strange because normally she at least checks in.
Yeah.
So they did put out a missing persons report since, like, her mom, like, tried to get in touch with her friends, and all her friends were like, yeah, no, we haven't seen her either.
Huh.
So... I mean, that's scary.
It is scary.
And her mom even says, when you don't hear from your child, no matter how old they are, for almost a month, all kinds of thoughts cross your mind. So she's been posting on Facebook. Her sister's been posting on, social media as well. She said that she is thankful to her friends for helping to spread the word and knows many other families have faced similar struggles. So her mom said that Ashlyn is an addict. Mm-hmm. And she said that it is very painful watching her daughter, you know, be an addict. And it's hard to also watch since she is one that people don't take it seriously and try and search.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we want to just kind of get her name out there and hopefully be able to
find her or... find somebody that knows something.
Yes, answers. That's what we want. That's what her family wants, answers.
God, that's so hard.
Mm-hmm. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Sorry. It makes me, I mean, it just, uncomfortable after I'm just, it, I don't know. It's sad. It's sad that nobody wants to do anything.
It's an uncomfortable topic because it's one of those things that nobody wants to believe could happen to them or somebody they love. And mental health treatment is still a stigma at this point. And in my work with DCS, there was 98% of the time there was an underlying mental health issue that was never addressed. And so they started self-medicating to try to quiet the demons in their heads. It's a hard subject, but it needs to be talked about.
Yes, it does. And hopefully they will find some answers.
Mm-hmm.
So Ashlyn was last seen in Florence County, South Carolina, but the last time someone spoke to Ashlyn, she indicated she was in North Myrtle Beach. She is 5'3" tall, she has brown hair, weighs 105 pounds, and is 31 years old.
Oh, she's tiny.
She is tiny. She is beautiful, too. So if you have any information, please contact the Florence County Sheriff's Office at 843-665-2121. You can also send a message to Find Ashlyn Adams Wyatt on social media, and I will put that on our Instagram too.
Yes.
So you can find it. But yeah, we just want to help her, help the family get answers and help find her.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's sad.
It is sad.
Her sister, because I posted that on our Instagram, and her sister got on there and liked everything.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. So she noticed that we posted it.
Well, I'm sure any amount of attention or awareness is something that they're looking for, and this is the beauty of social media. People all across the world can be connected. 98% of them are douchebags.
98%?
Yeah, I'm going to say 98%. There's like 2% that are like cool as fuck.
Sam.
And those are the ones that we interact with. Okay, my percentages are probably very skewed, but there's a lot of douchebags out there that are like little keyboard warriors and just want to constantly do shit. Speaking of random bots that keep sending us things, I am kind of enjoying it only because I get to say stupid shit to them. Did you notice that in our messages on Twitter, somebody was like, "Hey, sir."
Yeah, I thought that was very funny after the fact that we literally just talked to somebody.
Did you see my response?
No, I didn't.
Listen, at some point, after I gather enough of these, we're going to have a Patreon episode of my dumbass responses. My response was, "Oh, why, hello there, ma'am." It's obviously a dude.
It's a bot. They have no gender.
Well, you know, they assumed ours, so I'm going to assume theirs.
I am a sir. I would love to be knighted.
That would be really cool, actually.
Yes. I'm down.
How do we do that?
I don't know. Do you ever watch Graham Norton?
Honestly, just little bits and pieces.
I love Graham Norton.
Because it cracks me up, but otherwise...
I used to binge watch his show.
I just don't watch TV anymore.
Yeah, I don't it's either. A problem. But when I did, yes, Graham Norton. And I don't like late night TV show. The only ones that I would watch was Conan,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Yeah,
but I love Graham Norton.
Yeah. Well, see, I say I don't watch TV anymore, but Brian forces me to watch TV before bed every night, and so it's kind of whatever. But lately, we've been watching the reality show Alone.
Is that good?
Listen, it kills me. Kristen, you'll know what I'm talking about. Hey, bear. Legit, there's this lady on there, and she's like, "There's a bear outside. Hey, bear."
I have seen that. On TikTok.
Hey, bear.
Oh my god, that's so funny. I didn't know that was from.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's from. But that's funny. It's so freaking funny to watch these people who are like, not survivalists, but like, they study and they actively work at knowing how to survive in the wilderness. And some of them make the dumbest decisions. And I do realize this is me not knowing anything about surviving outside of my comfort zone here.
Yeah, I could not last.
No, I wouldn't. But, like, you watch them do it and you're like, that's not a good idea. Why are you doing that? And then they do it, and then they end up having to go home. But it's, yeah.
That's funny.
It's one of those things that we watch before bed. So anyway, at some point we're going to have to talk about this case. It's not a terrible case. I don't even know why we've just been squirrely today.
I know. We're probably like an hour right now.
27 minutes.
Oh, that's not as bad as what I thought.
No, but I did cut some of it out earlier. Anyway, so I have a 1920s torrid love affair, sex slave, turn murderer for you today.
I was about to say, you have one?
It's a story.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were, like,
keeping it
in my basement.
No, you released me a while ago, okay?
Wow, Sam. That just turned real bad.
It's fine. I'll cut it out. Anyway, so I have this case, and I'm going to butcher the shit out of their names. I'm going to attempt to say her name one time. That's it. Once. And I already forgot how to say it.
I know you would.
Un momento.
Un momento, por favor.
Alright, so it's Dolly Ustaray. Maybe I said that right? I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so before we begin, I'm just going to let you know that I was drinking as I was researching things on this case. So, yeah.
Yay!
Yay! So if it sounds a little odd, that's why. We'll blame it on that. And I make myself sound like an alcoholic on our podcast here, apparently.
You do.
Because we constantly talk about drinking. Or at least I do. I really don't drink that much, though. It's really... Anyway, so this is a shorter episode. It's a shorter story for me, because normally I have like a 7-8 page thing. I legitimately have 3 pages on this thing here.
Well, good thing we did do all the dumbassery in the beginning.
Yeah, so I decided to look up some shit about 1920s. And so...
Since it's the 2020s and we're going to relive it? The sure. Roaring 20s?
That wasn't the reason. The reason really was because it was short and I wanted to know things.
Oh, okay.
That's it. I think Brian's probably home. So, I've got four facts for you. It is on October 18th, 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution is ratified, prohibiting any U.S. citizen from being denied the right to vote based on sex. That's 1920. That hurt my soul a little bit.
Yeah.
The second one here that I found... F. Scott Fitzgerald published The Great Gatsby in 1925. Tennessee schoolteacher John T. Scopes' trial begins for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution in July of 1925. I don't understand this part. Like, what the fuck? Why would he even have to be in any sort of trial because he was teaching evolution?
Because it's Tennessee.
I mean, yeah, it's Tennessee, and we always are on the news for the shittiest things. But still.
It's the Bible Belt. Belt. God, I can't talk.
Okay, cool. But, like, me being me, I'd rather learn about all the different religions and make my choice.
Yeah, but you can't.
I would also rather my children learn about all the different religions and make their choices. And I would also like them to actually have a realistic view of the freaking world rather than some, like, rose-colored glasses bullshit.
Then you're in the wrong state, honey.
I definitely am, but my entire family's here, and I'm...
stuck. Yeah, me
stuck.
Too.
The 1927, the first motion picture with sound is released, slash, seen. And it was called The Jazz Singer.
Sweet, I love jazz. Love it. The saxophone be sexy. The sexy phone.
The sexy phone. So, like, I know those weren't fun facts at all, except for maybe the last one. That was pretty cool. The rest of those made me, well, The Great Gatsby being released, cool.
Yeah.
So the first and third one really sucked. But they're random shit that happened. Yay! Anywho, again, could have been the alcohol. We'll blame it on that.
Blame it on the alcohol. Wow, Sam, you knew I was going to do that? She pointed right before I started.
Yes. Yes, I did know you were going to do that. Anywho.
Was that in your notes?
No, it wasn't, actually. But the way I wouldn't I said be surprised. It, the way I said it, I wanted to sing it, so I knew you were going to. So, the main character in this case that I have for you today.
Oh, are we finally gonna? Yeah. To the, okay.
Yeah. She's got that main character energy, or probably just narcissism. Like, I'm gonna go with that, actually. Not that, you know. Anyway, her name was Berga Usteray. I fucking butchered that. I know I did, but it's fine.
Also known as
Dolly. And that's what I'm gonna name. That's what I'm gonna call her. And I'm not gonna say her husband's name because it's the fucking same. She was born in 1880 to German immigrant parents. And it's not really clear whether she was born in Germany or in the U.S. or whatever. But you know, she was in the U.S. She met her husband Fred at the apron factory that he owned when she was 17. But he was like in his early 20s.
That's not bad for back then.
No. I was kind of surprised. It was like, he owned his own fucking factory? Like, he must have come from family, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but I didn't get much about his background. Anyway, they ended up getting married, obviously. And she was actually really helpful with her charm or narcissism there. Like, deflecting things, you know. If there were any disputes in the factory, she was able to help cool it down a little bit. Like, she would find a resolution. Whereas Fred's like, I don't have time for this shit. And then everybody would be pissed. So it worked out for her. This was in Milwaukee, by the way. So he was very successful, but that led him to work really long hours and not having much time for his wife. And they didn't have any children, or at least none that I saw. So that's probably fantastic considering what happens next. anyway, so in 1913, she was 33, and she was working on sewing something. She had her little sewing machine out, she was doing some shit, but it wasn't working, and it needed some repairs. So, she called her husband, and she's like, I need somebody to come over here and fix this shit. Direct quote. So, to placate her, I'm like, okay, you're doing the damn thing. Let's get it fixed. So he sends over one of his little guys that works on the machines there, the apron factory. And he was 17 years old.
And she was 33.
His name was Otto Sanhuber. Probably butchered that too. When he arrived, Dolly was in nothing but a robe and stockings. And obviously, this boy couldn't resist her womanly wiles. I couldn't even say that with a straight face.
So, did she know that he was who he was? Like, how did she know it was going to be a 17-year-old boy coming?
I don't think she cared.
So, what if it was a woman that came?
I don't think they would have sent a woman to do a man's job. I am so sorry.
Sam. Women can do it better.
They definitely could, but, wow, the innuendo is in this episode. Anyway, so he couldn't resist her charm and her nakedness. So they started an affair, or rather she began molesting a minor.
Before you said that, I was about to say, hey, I think I've seen a porno that started out like this. But then you said molesting a minor, and I was like, ooh, no, I did not. No.
We're going to gloss over the fact that you just said I watched a porno as a storyline. Okay. So at first, in this affair, and I'm going to air quotes that hard there.
That's what she said.
Yeah, she did. he was originally coming to her house, and they were doing the thing there. But then, the nosy-ass neighbors started asking questions like, hey, who's that guy that keeps coming over to your house? And she's like, oh, it's just my vagabond brother-in-law. Like, he doesn't have anywhere to go. He's just homeless. He's just a moocher. Like, we have to put up. That was her story. Apparently, nobody talked to Fred about this because I feel like he probably would have been like, what the fuck? But maybe not. I don't know. So then they started going to motels and things like that, but that got a little expensive and she couldn't really explain the expenses. Like, because, you know, she didn't work outside the home. It was all Fred's money, you know, how that goes. And so she came up with a plan. And this was an interesting plan. She had an attic that she decided Otto was going to start living in. She would prepare him food. She would make sure that he had the things that he needed. He quit his job. And he then began living full-time in this woman's attic. When Fred was gone, he would come down and help her clean the fucking house. I have no words. Like, this is the weirdest shit I've ever heard in my life. Like, she essentially kidnapped this man. And because he didn't have any family members that were close to him, nobody really questioned where Otto went.
That's crazy.
It's fucking insane. They stayed this way for like a decade.
What?
Yes! A whole last decade.
And Fred never knew that he lived upstairs?
Right.
No.
That's the story.
So from 17 to 27, he stayed in a fucking attic.
Essentially, yeah. Yeah.
She must have had a golden snatch. Is that what you put?
It is in here. I don't know where it's at, but it's in here.
She got that good. That's funny.
Okay. So, that's amazing.
Who would live in an attic for 10 years?
This...
And how did Fred not know?
This man-child, and he was very quiet, apparently. But, like, where do you go shit in an attic? I don't know how it was set up, and I need to know, because...
There's a window in the attic, and he just, like, stuck his ass out. Why is all this shit over here?
Is he a random stream? So, you remember in the last episode where I was like, I got to thinking, like, when were dildos around? Apparently they had them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, in my drunken state of writing this, by the way, and I'm going to read this because it shows how stupid I am. So, Dolly devised a plan. Otto would quit his job and take up residence in Dolly's home, in the attic. That way no one would see him come or go, and she'd have access to that dick. And then immediately I switch over and go, I wonder if they had dildos. And then I googled it. And this is what I found.
That they had cucumbers.
I mean, I guess. I didn't
yams
go very far into this. I just googled, were there dildos in 1920?
Eggplants.
So it's like the first, this is what I found. The first rubber dildo was traced back to around 1850, and it appeared in movies in 1930 and the 1940s. I did not look up to see what movies these were.
You should.
Maybe in the next episode I'll update that. But they were also advertised as marital aids, like, instead of toys or whatever. And I was like, huh. Okay.
Yeah, I get that.
Anyway, back to Dolly and Otto and this insanity that ensues.
So she has an attic and I got a basement.
Yeah, you do.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Gets the hose again. I don't know where I was going with this. I wouldn't be able to hide away in an attic for that long.
It has to be a big attic.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was, like, extraordinary. In 1918, just 5 years after they started this thing together, Ollie and...
Torrid love affair.
Torrid love affair, but it was a child, so meh.
I don't know if 17, was 17 considered a child in the 20s?
I don't know. I consider it a child now, so I'm just gonna say eh.
So I'm saying I don't know that it was.
It probably wasn't.
When could you go to war in the 20s?
I know.
Okay, you looked up all these fucking facts. But you couldn't look up.
Fucking drunk?
17-year-old.
I wasn't drunk, I was tipsy. I could still function.
Obviously.
I wrote a 3-page document, so, I mean, there's that. No, I didn't think to look up what was considered an adult, because in my head, 17 is not an adult. 18's barely an adult in my brain.
Yeah.
Really, it's like 25. I'm like, you're not a kid anymore. Good job. But that could be because it was drilled in my head that the prefrontal cortex does not develop fully until your mid to late 20s. So, until then, you're going to be stupid as fuck. This is why we all have our bad experiences or bad decision-making in that time frame.
Oh, yeah.
Anywho, 5 years after they start this thing, Dolly started her sex slavery. Yeah, sex slavery. That's what it is. He's there for that dick. Anyway... Fred decides that he's going to sell the house.
Oh, shit.
And they're going to move to L.A.
From Milwaukee to L.A.?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't know. Didn't see the reason behind it. But it was a decision that was made. And he fucking did it. He was like, we're selling the fucking house. That's it. So she's like...
So the new homeowner finds, like, a bunch of shit in the attic. Where all this shit come from?
So, like, the demonic... badass that she was.
Demonic? Yes. Okay. She-devil.
She... yeah. She found a house overlooking Sunset Boulevard with an added bonus. It had a fucking attic. Which apparently was not a normal thing in LA at that time. So, she found it, and she was like, perfect. She sent Otto out there, like, a couple of days before... And he set his shit up in the attic and waited for her.
So fucking weird.
And then they moved. And so this was their life for 4 more years. Nearly a decade. So this is another some more of my notes. So at this point, a total of 9 years of living in the attic with no socialization outside of fucking Dolly. On August 22nd, 1922, Otto overheard a fight between Dolly and Fred, and it became rather heated, apparently, because Otto came down with 2 fucking pistols in his hand, got into an argument with Fred. Fred attacked him because he like, recognized him from working at the fucking factory.
Like, what the fuck are you doing in LA?
Everything clicked in his head, and he's like, what the shit? So then he attacks Otto. Otto attacks Fred. The gun goes off. Or guns. Didn't specify. Fred is shot and dies. So Otto's like, I gotta protect my woman. He locks her in, like, a cupboard thing from the outside after tying her hands so that she would have an alibi. And then he took his guns and he scurried up to the attic and he hid out.
Why did you move like that? Because it's like crap. Does he hold him like handbags? Gangsters don't hold their guns like that, Sam. It's the 20s.
Anyway, so he scurries. Crab is where that was coming from. Like, Crab Mandu just scurrying up into the...
Scuttles.
Scuttling to the attic. And he... God, it's bad. Anyway. So he hides away in the attic. She has an alibi. Cops aren't quite buying it. But...
Yeah, no shit. He's living in the attic.
They don't find this out.
They don't find him in the attic?
No!
They don't find a gun?
No!
Oh, so she just said it was an intruder?
Yes!
Did they make it look like it was an intruder, at least?
Well, he took a watch and some other, like, valuable shit, and he...
Put it in the attic?
Again, took that with him as he scuttled away to the attic. So, they're like, I'm not buying this, but they couldn't prove anything because they had no guns. So, after this, she moved into a new home, with an attic, by the way, and continued on with her life. You would think at this point that she would bring Otto down from the attic and live life, right?
Yes.
No.
She keeps him in the attic?
She keeps him in the goddamn attic.
Does he have, like, a journal up there or something? He's, like, journaling. Why won't my beloved just let me down?
Oh, he keeps himself entertained.
By what?
He eventually
makes fireproof suits.
He starts writing and selling stories to, like, newspapers or whatever. And so he starts making money off of that. So when he got enough, he ended up getting Dolly to get him a typewriter so he could continue writing these stories.
Of what they did?
I would hope not.
And then he became the owner of Playboy.
No.
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought this was Hugh Hefner's villain story.
No, he's the whole villain all on himself. It's fine. Okay. Anyway, so if she were to bring Otto down from the attic, where would she get money from? He wasn't making enough writing. And she wasn't about to go fucking work. That's beneath her.
She didn't get life insurance policy?
Apparently not.
He had a shit ton of money.
He did. She found a man named Herman S. Shapiro. He was an attorney. And like Fred, he worked a lot. So, at this point, Otto was not satisfying her. Herman Shapiro was not hitting it. She got another fucking boyfriend.
Did they have bunk beds in the attic?
No, this one didn't live in the attic.
Oh, that would have been really cute if they had bunk beds in the attic.
These other two men never knew anything about Otto. This other man's name was Roy Klum. It's a great surname. Anyway, so she used Roy to get rid of one of the guns. So he tossed it into...
Why did he have to get rid of the gun?
Because it reminded her of the guns that the robbers used to kill her husband.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't just keep it in the attic and, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, who gives a fuck? She's not getting investigated, right?
So, she gets Roy to get rid of one of the guns, and he throws it in, like, big-ass mud pit thing that would just, like, cover it up. Then she got her neighbor to bury the other gun, because you remember Otto had two guns. Two guns. She got the neighbor to bury the other gun in his fucking backyard. But the thing is, like, she made a really big mistake by breaking up with Roy. Because he then goes to the police and they're like, hey, she had me hide this gun. I think that's weird. You should probably look into that. So they go retrieve that gun. Which then led them to the neighbor who had buried the other gun. And so we're like, shit, we have two guns here, but nothing to tie to Dolly. It's a random side note, because, you know, I am the way that I am. and I'm not changing anytime soon. Shapiro looks like a chubbier version of Otto. Glasses and all. And I'll post the picture of it. I'll show you a picture in a little bit.
It's his long-lost daddy.
You never know. Anyway, so even though they couldn't prove the guns were Dolly's, they still had her in jail. Like, they had arrested her. And so while she was there, she's like, hey, Shapiro, I really need you to go do a grocery run. He's like, but you're not there. Why the fuck am I buying groceries? She's like, no. When you get there, knock on the ceiling of the closet a couple of times so he knows that it's safe to come down. What do you mean? So he does this. And because Otto is starved for attention at this point, like, he has no outside communication whatsoever with anyone, he starts talking just word vomit everywhere to the Shapiro guy. And he tells him about the night that he shot Fred and about their relationship.
So he goes from one jail cell to the other.
but then, wait. I forgot to add. Dolly was like, this is my vagabond brother that's in the attic. Really likes that lie. It's great. Shapiro learns about their relationship, and that doesn't change the fact that he, like, anything. Like, he's gonna be there for his woman.
Wait, so
Shapiro's the boyfriend, the lawyer boyfriend.
No, yeah, I know that. So Otto spills his guts about the relationship between him and her.
Uh-huh.
But she's saying that it's her brother. Her brother. Uh-huh. So does he think that they're brother and sister having this relationship?
And possibly.
And he still stands behind it?
Maybe. I doesn't specify what he thought at that point. Instead of being like, oh shit, this bitch is crazy. No.
Yeah, she's fucking her brother. That's fucking disgusting. This ain't Game of Thrones.
Are you sure? Anyway, so he takes this information from Dolly and Otto, and he comes to the conclusion that Otto should fuck right on off. My brain just went, pew! Oh, here it is! But this woman must have been in the possession of a golden badge, because after learning about all these things, Shapiro just told Otto to fuck off. There's the golden snatch. Comment. Anyway, he did his lawyer thing and he got Dolly out on bond. But like all of Dolly's lovers, this love didn't last long. After 7 years of being with her, Shapiro moved out and then spilled all the information that he had on Dolly, directly related to Fred's demise. So, Dolly and Otto were arrested at this point.
17 years later.
Yeah. This case became known as the Batman case. Batman case in the newspapers because
he lived in the attic.
Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, sing with a deeper voice going on.
I can't do a deep voice. You try.
No. I love how we both have to like talk about shit.
You're gonna get low. Batman. I can't do a low voice. Batman.
I'm gonna embarrass the shit out of myself. This is bad. And it's in front of you, so it's not like
do it.
Maybe later. Anyway, so Otto had been tried and convicted of manslaughter after 15 years or so. But the statute of limitation had run out, so he got to go free. He was freed. Dolly, however, she had to go to trial for the conspiracy charges. But then she was fucking freed because it was a hung jury. She was freed.
Hung.
Yeah, hung. Otto later reported that he was her sex slave and they would fuck like 8 times a day.
Damn.
She needed some Duracell batteries. That is my 1920s torrid love affair gone murder-er. This is going to be a fun episode to edit.
Yeah, no shit.
So yeah, that's my story of old Dolly and Otto and Fred and Roy and...
Shapiro.
Herman Shapiro.
The Lannisters always repay their debts.
Then she had a golden snatch. That's how she paid her debts. I need we're gonna pause this for a second. Okay, so here's the picture of Dolly in 1930.
Are those her boobs?
Those are her boobs.
Oh my god, they're way down there.
They're like belly button level. She would have one of those, ooh, damn titties moments.
I know they don't have, like, supportive bras back then, but damn.
Yeah. And then, so this is Otto. Ooh, and that's Shapiro. He's a chunkier version of Otto. Yeah, but that's the little door that he lived in.
That is crazy.
I can't imagine.
I thought you were going to pause it.
Oh, I did, and then I restarted it, because I wanted your reaction. Oh, I've
been hitting the mic.
Stop fucking doing that, bitch.
Dude, you're not going to get any of that.
That's fine. But yeah, so there's old Dolly. Like, I don't understand the attraction that people had to her, I guess. Golden snatch. Yeah. I love how you're just looking at me. Yeah, so there's my story.
Damn.
And we somehow managed to record for an hour. And 7 minutes. So there's that.
Yeah, you're gonna have fun editing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like this is enough dumbassery that we probably don't have to do an ending
thing. Yeah, no, that was great. I didn't have a dumbassery thing to add to the end. I had an uplifting, really cute thing to add.
Oh, yeah, that we need to save that.
Yeah, we're gonna have to save it.
For a terrible one.
But it is really cute, and I'm very excited to tell it to you, so I'll save it.
Yeah, don't tell me yet.
It's very toot.
But yeah, so, this is a much lighter episode than we've had in forever, in like 2 months.
Yeah,
the dumbassery episode, but yeah.
It's crazy to think that somebody was willing, well, I mean, he was having sex 8 times a day. That's not a bad life. He was getting fed. He was riding, which is something that he liked to do.
Yes. But at the same time, he was a child when it all began. So it just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, the way that it started out was very uncomfortable.
Also, I'm assuming, like, he didn't have that 17-year-old stamina anymore. So she wasn't getting her 8 times a day dick. By the time that she had to get a new guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's gross. That's cringe.
But could you imagine, like...
You just made me cringe.
I'm sorry, but these are the thoughts that go through my head in this thing. Like, one, where the fuck does he poop? Second, he has to hear everything in this house.
So yeah, it's not like you could have headphones or something.
He has to listen to his lover fuck other people. Multiple other people.
True.
So it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, I don't know.
That golden snatch. It'd be hypnotizing sometimes.
If you'd like to contact us and suggest a case, or just talk about some random shit, or tell us some spooky shit, we still need some spooky shit. Like, I want our Halloween episode to be super spooky. You can find us on all the social media, at the Facebook, the Twitter, and the Instagram. And we have an email that is...
m3truecrimepod@gmail.com.
Yeah!
Nailed it!
You can find all of that shit, and our the link to our Patreon, and even the link to our affiliates, like the Bark Box and the Whisker Box. The
Diamond Mattress. You get $300 off with Diamond Mattress.
And then There's also a link there to request a case or just submit your random shit.
Yeah, fun facts.
Fun facts.
We haven't done fun facts in a while. Well, Sam probably did. I mean, Sam kind of did some fun facts.
And they weren't fun.
Well, she did some facts.
I did facts. They were not entertaining. They were more infuriating. Yeah, so go find all our shit and then go find us on Patreon as well, because more dumbassery is better.
Yes, thank you for those that have supported us so far. We will be
mispronouncing your name at some point in the future to show our appreciation. Actually, on the in Patreon, the way I labeled that little added bonus, I guess, for the things is let us mispronounce your name.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. It's gonna happen.
Okay, bye!